BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Why is without shoes best?
Because that's the only way to really experience this waterfall. The water is so cold. I think it's just super important to really connect to that high vibrational frequency of this natural spring.
I never expected to find myself standing barefoot in a waterfall in the mountains of Colorado. But here I am, because I want to understand why a woman named Desiree calls herself Wild Mother on social media.
I actually walked to this waterfall every day during my pregnancy, which is why it was so important for me, once my daughter turned a year old, to use this as the backdrop of rededicating her to the Great Spirit.
The word wild in her username comes from how close she feels to this peaceful spot, and the mother part from how that has inspired her to bring up her little girl.
It was really important to me to make sure I was honoring the parts of my own intuition, giving birth naturally at home, trying to be a stay-at-home mom, and it's really important to me to do your own research, and that trickles into every area of my life.
Paddling through the water in a pair of denim dungarees and wearing jewelry shaped like feathers, Wild Mother knows her appreciation for the waterfall and all her surroundings has made her stand out.
I have been called a weirdo, an alien, a diamond in the rough. People have always thought there's something different about me. And when I learned to accept that about myself, I realized that life becomes so much more joyous.
There is one thing that has allowed Wild Mother to find her own community: social media.
For those of you who don't know, my name is Desiree, and I create content for the Intuitive and Wild Mother.
She describes her 80,000 followers across her social media accounts as her village.
Hey guys, welcome back to part 3 of my Wisdom of the West Mountain series.
She started posting about motherhood and her lifestyle, including natural medicine.
One of the biggest problems we're having right now with the healthcare system is that they treat pregnancy like it's a disease or a sickness.
Fast forward a couple of years, and I first come across Wild Mother's account when it pops up on my TikTok feed. Only, she talks about a whole range of topics at this point, including unproven theories about what's really happening behind the news headlines.
The massive steel and cement bridges don't just fall like a house of cards. And then with Kate Middleton just disappearing and showing up as an AI bot, I had been extremely passionate about trying to figure out the real truth about September 11th.
Turns out she isn't just Wild Mother. Her theories are, some might say, a bit wild too. I'm Mariana Spring, the BBC's disinformation and social media correspondent. I found that real-life events, like the upcoming US presidential election, don't just play out on social media. Often it's actually the other way around. What happens online can sometimes shape what happens in real life. Yes, this campaign might be all over some of our feeds, but what's happening online is also feeding into what's happening in the campaign. In other words, and to misquote Barbie, it's social media's world, and the election is just living in it. In this series, I'm going to travel across the United States to try and get a sense of how social media has rewired this campaign. In this episode, I'm meeting two women, both extremely online, but with very different political views, to find out about the impact conspiracy theories are having on their lives. From BBC Radio 4, this is Why Do You Hate Me, USA. Episode 1, Wild Thoughts. I'm starting here in hot, sticky Colorado in August. In the southwest of the USA, with its mountains and forests, canyons and desert lands, it feels very far away from Washington, D.C. and the White House. When I land, I spot a giant blue statue of a horse outside the airport. Some people here believe Lucifer, as they call him, is possessed by the devil. This is my first taste of conspiracy theory thinking here. Because while this state might be most famous for its natural beauty, it's also become a bit of a hotbed for conspiracy theories. they're not dissimilar from the kinds of theories Wild Mother buys into. But before you hear more from her, I want you to meet someone else. She's called Camille, and she lives in Denver, the capital of Colorado.
Hello, Camille.
Hi, Mariana. Thank you for having us. It's a chore with three dogs.
Camille has a big blonde fringe and is wearing shorts and a flowery shirt. She says she's voted Democrat for the past 15 years. She's a passionate supporter of racial and gender equality, and she also rehomes rescue dogs.
Gertie,
she'll talk to you. She makes a lot of extra sounds.
They're a noisy bunch. It's a boiling day, and they're very hot dogs.
Gertie, sit down.
Oh, my God.
Camille isn't just an animal enthusiast. She gets a lot from nature, too.
You know, the forest is my church, and I think the world is going through an energetic shift. You know, we certainly need Western medicine, but I don't think it's not my go-to.
For a while, Camille had an online persona, except not a human one. It was actually her one-eyed dog, Winky.
I created a page just for her, and she had like 1,500 followers, and I was very committed to building Winky's audience on Instagram in particular.
What, boss?
And that was just a wholly positive, wonderful piece of social media.
Winky's account proved popular. Her followers loved the photos and videos of Winky out for a walk or chomping on her organic dinners. So Camille managed to meet like-minded people in a friendly corner of social media. And that's part of the reason she started to spend longer and longer on her phone.
So I guess, Mariana, I would admit to you that I spend too much time on social media now. And it, in my mind, is kind of a problem.
Winky died in 2020. And rather than stepping back from social media, after that, Camille started to spend more time in other corners of the internet, including Twitter, which is now called X.
I think as a single person, it's a way to feel connected in the world, but I don't know that it's always healthy or positive anymore.
The community she connected with on X is more into politics than puppies. The focus of her online life now is a shared hatred of Donald Trump.
Having a private citizen enter the political arena and create a very divisive and adversarial mood, there was sort of an alarm as far as what is happening.
Do you mean Donald Trump?
Yeah. I don't even like to say it. Yeah.
Why is that?
I just don't. So on social media, I'll say TFG or some version of that.
What does that stand for?
That fucking guy.
Camille reads me an example of messages she received on X from one Republican supporter.
Look, Snowflake, this is my last post to you, as you clearly suffer from a terrible case of libtardism.
Libtard is a derogatory term some people on the right of politics use to insult left-wing people. It also refers to an offensive slur that targets people with disabilities. I've seen the exchange on X. In her original post, Camille had described Trump's Republican Party as, quote, an autocratic cult led by a criminal, and replied, quote, the blue wave of woke progress is going to roll right over you.
I may have rolled some wit her way. I don't think I was hateful or abusive, nor do I want to be.
One event on the evening of the 13th of July, 2024, gave Camille's network on X a lot to talk about. Donald Trump was speaking at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania when gunshots were fired at him.
Take a look at what happened.
Like millions of Americans, Camille was watching in real time on live TV. A member of the crowd was killed, and Donald Trump was rushed away with blood on his ear.
What was your first reaction?
Oh, that's staged. The Secret Service, if they weren't involved in some sort of staged event, A, I don't think it would have happened, and B, they wouldn't have let him pose for a picture. No. And I just don't think that it's beyond him to sacrifice others for his own gain.
Already suspicious that something didn't add up, Camille turned to X for more information. Posts making unfounded suggestions that the shooting had been staged were recommended on her feed, and within minutes, they were trending.
So right away, I think there was a hesitancy to say that, but as time went on, more accounts, more people were positioning that belief.
What made these posts so convincing to Camille is that they came from some accounts with the same political views she holds about Donald Trump, and several of them had never shared theories like this before. I found some of these posts on X had racked up more than 25 million views in total.
I don't go to a certain page every day. I sort of to take in what the algorithm is sending to me.
Her side on X had concluded this must have been orchestrated by Trump's team to boost his support.
Who thought of it? Who paid people? To me, there's no other logical explanation. That entire thing was staged. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Camille's suspicions started with allegations of security failings that day. The director of the U.S. Secret Service has since resigned because of those. What the evidence so far broadly tells us is that less than 4 months before the 2024 election, a 20-year-old called Thomas Matthew Crooks attempted to assassinate the former president. Donald Trump would go on to be targeted again in the campaign during what the FBI has called another assassination attempt. However, the shooter in July's motives remain unknown, which still leaves many questions wide open. And Camille's thoughts continued to spiral. Suggesting an event like this could have been staged is quite a classic part of the conspiracy theory playbook. But Camille is a newcomer. Back near the waterfall in rural Colorado, it's clear to me that Wild Mother is no stranger to this way of looking at the world. So how did she get to this point? While Camille was watching this assassination attempt unfold on TV, Wild Mother also immediately heard the news. The difference between her and Camille is that Wild Mother thinks Donald Trump is the best option for president this election.
Talk me through the day when you found out that there had been an assassination attempt targeting Donald Trump.
Sure. Randomly enough, it happened on my birthday. My sister had come in and told me, she's like, oh my God, Trump just got shot. I'm like, of course he did. Of course he did. Like, of course it would happen on my birthday. Wait.
Like Camille, Wild Mother says she also thought something just felt a bit off.
I think that it was very strange. Which is why I'm led to believe that there's something more behind it than what we're being told.
So, Wild Mother also turned to social media in search of answers.
I started paying more attention to some of the posts that were coming out about what people were observing and this and that. I've seen some interesting ones. I try to look at the facts.
Wild Mother also thinks the whole thing could have been staged, but her theory is a little more elaborate than Camille's. That can be explained, in part, because she's been exposed to unfounded conspiracy theories since she was a kid, including one about when another president was assassinated.
Thankfully for me, I was raised in a family where even my mother, she had questions about John F. Kennedy getting assassinated from the moment it happened. And because of that, I was raised to kind of have this alternative idea about reality.
Wild Mother tells me the 9/11 attacks were the next major tragedy in American history that she believes we're being lied to about. Then, during the COVID-19 pandemic, she spent a lot of time on social media.
Stay home. That is the governor's order to try and stop the spread of COVID-19, to flatten the curve.
And because she was suspicious of what was happening during the pandemic, she began to question whether even more events were actually staged or somehow orchestrated by the government.
I wasn't allowed to go to work anymore. And then I started seeing things online, just alternative ideas about what was happening. And in my core, those things made way more sense than what we were being told.
Wild Mother might not be who you'd think of when you envisage a typical Trump supporter, and she hasn't always been. There's something that drew her towards him and which she thinks could be linking all of these events is the QAnon movement. They have a wide-ranging, completely unproven theory that says that Donald Trump is waging a secret war against elite, Satan-worshipping paedophiles in government, business, and the media. Wild Mother was first exposed to QAnon through wellness circles online. As a mum, she's especially concerned about allegations around child abuse and trafficking that its supporters often talk about. Some legitimate, but many unfounded.
I would never in my life even imagine some of the stuff that I've had to hear is going on right now under our noses. And it blows my mind.
Chaos on Capitol Hill, both inside and outside the building itself.
You might remember some QAnon supporters were among the crowd that stormed the US Capitol building on January the 6th, 2021, in a violent protest against Joe Biden's election victory.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
And now Wild Mother signs up to the idea that they might have been involved somehow in staging Trump's shooting in order to frame what is known as the Deep State. The Deep State is claimed to be a shadowy coalition of security and intelligence services looking to thwart certain politicians.
They've already, basically over these past 4 years, have been doing covert operations behind the scenes as what they call the White Hats, which are the good guys of the military that didn't want this to go on anymore.
And is that Trump's team, so to speak?
So to speak, yeah. They believe that it's a White Hat operation which was done to put Trump on the map to those who were not necessarily paying attention yet.
And it's like paying attention to what they then would call like the deep state and the bad stuff happening.
Right.
Wild Mother doesn't claim to know for sure if the theory about a white hat army fighting a deep state elite is true. But she does know what she wants to believe.
It would be so cool if it were true. I hope it is, you know, I really do. Why? Because I think our country needs rescuing from our government right now. It's a horrible mess.
It seems to me that once you get into this way of looking at the world and thinking about it, it almost like fundamentally changes the way you observe like every event from the assassination attempt to 9/11.
Yes. It's like going to a magic show as a kid and then that you find out for the first time that the magician is pulling one over on you. Now every time you go to a magic show, you know what they're doing.
At this point, a gaggle of geese saunter up to us and start honking. Wild Mother says animals are always a sign she's on the right path in life.
It strikes me that it's almost like social media is the portal into these worlds. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got your reality here, the beautiful mountains and the waterfalls, and then there's this kind of like social media world that you can sort of choose to enter or stay out of.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Oh yeah, and honestly, that's why I started creating content online.
Yes, I made an explosive statement to make you watch my last video. None of us know what the hell is going on.
Wild Mother says she's not motivated by the views and likes these kinds of posts receive, but rather the conversation they spark.
You could talk about something so important and nobody sees it, but if you talk about something controversial, all of a sudden, all these people see it, and then you can come to your own conclusions.
On a lap around a nearby lake, Wild Mother admits that she's had to face up to feeling more isolated from some people around her, whom she's fallen out with because they accuse her of believing conspiracy theories.
I did have my sort of like final grand match with my ex-husband. He was a very avid non-believer in anything considered conspiracy theory, quote unquote. Does it make it difficult? Yes. Did it create a wedge? Was it possibly one of the things that ended my marriage? Maybe.
There's no doubt conspiracy thinking can have an impact on people's personal lives, especially when you really believe them, because they're sometimes inspired by legitimate fears about people in power.
You can't just let something like that slip. An entire country is at stake, you know, it's really tough.
There's There's zero evidence to suggest that either of these overlapping theories are true, whether that's Wild Mother's suspicion that the attempt on Donald Trump's life was staged by QAnon members, or Camille's belief it was put on by his own campaign team. But I'm curious about how people coming from totally different political backgrounds can end up both believing something like this, especially, as in Camille's case, when you've never believed anything like it before. Camille says she always thought COVID-19 was real, and she was extremely opposed to false claims the 2020 election was rigged, which proliferated in her home state of Colorado, among others. For her, the Trump assassination attempt was the first time in her life she says she'd ever used the word staged in a political context like this.
If you spoke to your younger self, like, are you kind of surprised you've reached the point where that's
yes.
what you believe?
I never thought about it before. It wasn't relevant in my daily life. So I guess I was responding to others who reacted in kind.
It seems to me so much of this is about Camille's own echo chamber on X, pushing her deeper and deeper into a world where Donald Trump is capable of almost anything and everything bad. A number of changes have been made at X since Elon Musk took over, which seem to have played a part in allowing these kinds of conspiracy theories to feature prominently on feeds like Camille's. X has not responded to the BBC's questions about this. During our chat, it becomes quite clear to me that Camille's increasing reliance on social media is because she no longer trusts what she's being told by the traditional media in the US.
Listen, Mariana, the BBC is a source I trust and watch at home, and I'm almost about to cry. If you had called me and said, hey, I'm from Newsmax or Fox, or you wouldn't have wanted to know what I would have said.
As we're talking, Camille does start to cry.
Why does that make you feel emotional?
Isn't that odd? But it does, because it's... we've devolved so badly, right?
Both Camille and Wild Mother feel disillusioned with the media now in their country, and that's why they've become a part of different tribes on social media. But whereas Wild Mother is still quite interested in a range of theories beyond those shared in her circle online, Camille is just focused on one theory, rooted in her hatred of Donald Trump. Camille, who was so opposed to people who pushed these conspiracy theories before, now finds herself using the same language as her sworn enemies online. And there are others who share her views on social media who have found themselves in a similar position.
Do you think that it's ever possible to have a positive discussion, debate on social media?
I think that's maybe what it was originally for, right? Now I feel like we are... don't talk to me.
The arguments on X that Camille finds herself embroiled in have left her with her guard up in the real world too.
It's a little scary because I feel like every time I leave the house, it's a potential for conflict.
Do you think social media has changed society?
Yes, I do.
And Camille, who turned to social media for connection, now actually feels more isolated from family than she did before.
Have you found that any of your relationships, like with friends, family, have changed because of this?
Well, I just, with my brother, his wife, my sisters, my mother.
Listening to both Camille and Wild Mother, I realised that social media hasn't fundamentally changed their political views, but it has hardened them, to the point that they no longer feel like they can trust the system. In fact, after what the FBI called a second attempt to kill Donald Trump 2 months later, both women doubled down on their belief some events are staged. It seems to me a lot of this has been fueled by social media sites' algorithms. Most of the social media companies say they have guidelines to protect users and reduce harmful content.
You know, for democracy to function and society to function, we all sort of have to buy into the same thing. You and I can both be looking at your lovely little dog, and you might love the dog and I might not have a strong opinion about the dog, but we agree that the dog is there. Whereas if you think there's a dog there and I don't think there's a dog there at all, we can't really like have a conversation
there's
anymore.
Roadblocks.
Yes. But I think the media is to blame for that.
They're both friendly, empathetic, intelligent people who want the world to be a better place. But the beautiful surroundings and animals Camille and Wild Mother have introduced me to contrast starkly with parts of the online world they inhabit. And what's happening there can have serious real-world consequences. For Wild Mother, that includes eroding her faith in democracy. Colorado, after all, has found itself one of the focal points for disinformation about elections.
It's more beneficial to believe that democracy still exists. However, I feel like we've been shown a lot, especially since COVID, to prove otherwise.
Although Wild Mother seems open to hearing opposing opinions, I'm conscious that, if she changed her mind about something, she'd have to change her entire way of seeing things, perhaps even her identity.
What seems quite hard here is that people feel very strongly about something, and sometimes that then manifests in a way that is harmful to other people.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think you deal with that?
Well, I think we're walking a really fine line in our society right now between what is harmful and what is seeking justice. It's not writing your senators and calling them racist names or this and that, no. But if you were somebody who truly did your research and found that there was an issue, do I agree that you should use your voice? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that we all have ways of doing that. For them, it just so happens to be harassing people.
For Wild Mother, even online hostility, at times, seems to be justified if you truly believe in the cause. Camille agrees with fighting your case against your political opponents, but she has zero tolerance for hate when it's directed at, say, election workers. It's clear to me neither of these women would threaten people themselves. But others who believe events have been staged and elections have been rigged can and do, including in their home state of Colorado.
I think as an election worker, we are kind of the front lines, right? You know, post the results of 2020, myself and my colleagues have been targeted with harassment, accusations of us doing nefarious things.
That's next time on BBC Radio 4's Why Do You Hate Me, USA?
I'm Gabriel Gatehouse, and from BBC Radio 4, this is Series 2 of The Coming Storm. There's a divide in American politics between those who think democracy is in peril and those who think it's already been subverted, hollowed out from the inside.
In order to understand the deep state, you must understand the organizations within the deep state.
As America prepares to elect its next president, we go through the looking glass into a world where nothing is as it seems, where the storming of the Capitol was a setup and the institutions of the state are a facade.
It's all an illusion.
Listen on BBC Sounds.